This is the Composer's Datebook for November 26th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1937, a gala concert in Berlin presented the premiere of Schumann's Violin Concerto, a work composed in fall of 1853, shortly before Schumann's tragic mental collapse. The concerto was never given a public performance during Schumann's lifetime, although the great 19th century violinist Joseph Joachim read through the score during an orchestral rehearsal early in 1854, and played the work privately in 1855 with piano accompaniment provided by Schumann's wife, Clara. Clara, Joachim, and their mutual friend Johannes Brahms all judged it subpar and perhaps embarrassing evidence of Schumann's declining mental state. Oddly enough, the 1937 premiere in Berlin, attended by none other than Adolf Hitler, was presented as part of the Nazis' Strength Through Joy cultural program. German commentators touted Schumann's ties to the German folk, while American critics bemoaned that most of the great German violinists of the day were unavailable for this important premiere, having all left Germany for racial or political reasons. On this side of the Atlantic, it was violinist Yehudi Menuhin who gave the American premiere of Schumann's long-neglected concerto a month later, first with piano at Carnegie Hall, then later with the St. Louis Symphony. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.